Hi, everybody. You tuned into the HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The show is Flash Talks Cash, the show about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming. I am here with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman. Say hi, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
And today's show is sponsored by Acme Smoked Fish. They're located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Acme has been a mainstay in New York's culinary landscape for over 55 years. Using old world recipes, Acme products, the finest smoked salmon, whitefish, sable that discerning palates demand. For information on where to find Acme, Blue Hill Bay, or Ruby Bay products, visit www.acmesmokedfish.com. Okay, first before we get started, I want to thank my engineer and my producer, the one and only Jack Inslee, before I forget. And today's show is looking for the dream job. And we have a very special guest today. Her name is Dahlia Ramsey, and she's going to say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Dahlia. I met Dahlia last month, and I was completely intrigued by the young lady. She's very interesting, entertaining, and she's going to interest and entertain you this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Good.
I would love to hear the backstory.
Well, you're going to get it through the show today. Andrew just met Dahlia.
Yes, I wasn't at the initial meeting, but how did the initial meeting go? How did that happen?
Well, we were just being nice to each other.
I was trying to get you to testify about street films.
Yeah, well, we belong to an organization, her and I. We're advocates for bicycling and other things, other green things. And we were at a function, and yes, she was working the room, and I was responding.
Yeah, for sure.
So the thing about Dahlia is she is a typical college graduate, 2010 style. And what do we mean by that? She's very bright. She's very with it. She's intelligent.
Wow. All this from one meeting.
And, well, didn't you get that already?
I've known her for 5 minutes.
She can't find a job in her field. So let her tell us a little bit about what she was studying in school and what she's looking for. First, we'll start with that.
All right. I went to Portland State University in Oregon, although I did grow up all my life in New York City, and became an urban studies at the school. It's called community development major, and that's what I graduated with. Somewhere along the line, I think before I studied abroad in Mexico, I decided I wanted to make documentary films, and I bought a camera the day before I went out and have been putting the cart before the horse ever since a little bit, which has been a good strategy. I think it actually works better than anything else in the city. And trying to stay in school, but for free, barter system. Who's willing to talk and who's willing to let me hang around and let me listen and, yeah, stay in school for free. This is a strategy now.
Stay in school? Didn't you graduate already?
Yeah.
What school are you trying to stay in? I don't get it.
The school of good-hearted people.
Oh, and so you're just trying to work it till you meet the right people.
Well, I'm trying
make
to make
connections.
Exactly. Right. But I think of it like I literally try to think of it as like credit hours. Like how many hours a week am I?
Okay. Well, that's an interesting approach. I think that we call it networking in the business world. You know, making contacts, being in places where you possibly can make a connection. So now, some of the things that you have done in college, like internships or some things towards this career,
right.
Have you done anything or did you work like in Kmart and then it doesn't really apply to the career? What kind of work have you done up to graduation?
Up to graduation, so there was an internship where I filmed a promotional video about a nonprofit in Mexico, and then I
was it well done, well received?
Well, it was well before the horse, so that's still getting worked on.
Oh, I gotcha. So you're learning from that?
Yeah, I'm still very much learning.
Good.
From that.
That's what college is about, right? And before you start launch your career, even early in your career, you learn stuff as you go along, right?
Exactly.
I was just thrown in.
Yeah,
I was pushed into the pool by you.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah,
I'm totally with her. It took me 6 years to graduate college.
But then, she didn't have that problem.
No, she's smarter than me in that respect. But once I got out, I had no idea.
Right.
I was floundering.
Well, she knows what she wants. So
thankfully.
Yeah, no, she knows.
I want to do documentary film.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. But granted, this was a late, you know, occurrence in my brain.
Yeah, so you got a degree actually in another field. And
totally in another field. But at the same time, it's all about kind of like not, you know, like finding the purpose and making things like actually, you know, lead from one thing to another. Because being on a crew set, being on a like a group of people, a lot of those community development principles definitely come into play.
Well, it's just working with people and figuring out the situations. Oh, you know, it's hard to, I guess you go to film school if you want to be a film documentary.
Normally at the same time, I was getting a lot of advice saying that the money is better saved on funding your first project or buying a camera.
Got it. Well, we've talked about where to put your money after college before, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today too. So you had very little experience except this one experience in Mexico. Otherwise, your experience prior to graduation wasn't really pertinent to what you're trying to do. So you got out of college, you moved back home.
Yeah.
Now, where are you living with your parents?
With my mom and a roommate.
A roommate.
Yeah.
Okay. So because I'm sure you would want to live on your own, right?
Yeah, but, I would. Although I do love living at home.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're young, so it's good. So now you're out there. So now you came home like in May. And what have you been doing? What's going on since May? It's now December.
Well, I was very lucky to have a paid internship out of college.
A paid intern. Well, that's pretty cool because there are way too many internships these days that they don't pay. Right. I am definitely against that. I think it's absolutely horrible that these big corporations have these young people come in. And although you're not really slaving, you're not being paid. I think it's outrageous. I think everybody should be paid for their work.
It's a learning process.
No, I'm sorry. They can pay you $8 or $10 or $15 an hour, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy that these companies do this kind of thing. Okay, so you got a paid internship in your field.
Yes, and in a field that combined my major and my future career interests. Well, so
how lucky? How did you do that? Do you have a connection?
Lucky. Yeah, I met Clarence Eckerson, who is a filmmaker at Street Films at a film festival out in Portland, and we kept in touch.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so Clarence is a filmmaker and a very good one, and he's been at it a long time.
Yeah.
And so he brought you in and got you this paid internship, and you worked it for, you're still there?
I still have a relationship with them. I still spend time there, but I'm not full-time.
You know, you were full-time for the summer, like.
Right.
And then the projects were over, and they said, nice to have you.
Well, yeah, it's a nonprofit, and they were paying me, so that's awesome that they couldn't continue.
Yeah. So now you have a little experience under your belt, and so what are you doing these days to take that experience and that exposure and that networking and trying to find the next dream job? That was a dream job, by the way.
That was a dream intern. That was a dream summer. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Good.
I have kind of joined a few different social networking, filmmaking-centered sites, and where people post when they need people.
Right.
One is called shootingpeople.org, and that's how I found an internship with a website called Films on Artists, which is having its launch tomorrow night. Having a launch, a website launch.
A launch, oh.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, so it's a brand new org.
Yeah, Rogue Space Gallery in Chelsea. And I've been working on their WordPress, which is just a skill. Like, it's going to become more and more necessary of a skill.
Right.
And
that's the websites and things.
Man up to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're learning and you're putting yourself in the middle of these film type people.
Yeah, just the context, you know?
Yep. So,
the community.
So you're not collecting unemployment insurance.
Nope.
And you're just living home and you're just getting by. You really have no source of income.
I had a source. I'm also a licensed New York City tour guide.
Ah.
And I still am. I still work. So.
You need a license to tour people around the city?
Yeah.
You do.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I learned something new today.
Yeah. So you're making some money there, pocket money to do some work.
Yeah.
And
what is your dream job? What do you want to do?
She wants to be a documentary film
for
maybe herself.
Green
maybe she
movement,
wants to be.
Or is it just any kind of documentary? You just like film or do you like the community based stuff? What is it? Do you want to combine that? I'm sure you would like to combine that, but is there a need to be filled there or?
There's like three documentaries that I cite to kind of describe what I want to do. And one is very socially based. One is just like based on a person, and one is just so cinematic and high production value. Man on Wire is a pretty well-known one. And that would be like ultimate, like if I actually had the people and had the money and had the topic and all that stuff. But it would definitely have a social consciousness base to everything that I do, hopefully. And transportation so far has been an awesome movement
to be a part of. Yeah, it's a great big movement these days. Mm-hmm. The green movement, going the bikes, walking, taking the bus, all that. Well, let me tell you, listening to you, what I thought of as options to help you find your dream job. I think it's great that you know what you want, because there are way too many people who don't even know what they want. They graduate from college and they haven't a clue. So you know what you want. The thing I think that a lot of people do, and you're doing it, is they put themselves in the circle where there are other filmmakers and creative type of people, and now they all know each other, which is really nice. But that ain't gonna, that necessarily ain't gonna get you the job. So what I think is, for me, in my build up of my business, I could hang out with accountants, and you know, everybody knows all the accountants. Well, that really wouldn't get me a whole lot of work, because they're competing against me.
Right.
So what I put myself into situations where there were no accountants, where people,
where you are the accountant.
I am the accountant, and I got to know a lot of creative people.
But it's different.
Oh wait, I'm not finished. Let me finish.
Okay.
So I put myself in a place where I find creative people very interesting, and in my accounting world, I don't have a lot of creative people unless I go out and bring them into my world. Well, when I go out into the circles where there's lots of creative people, they all think like, "Oh my God, an accountant! I know no other accountant. You're the only accountant I know, and you are my accountant now." And that's how I got a lot of business. So I put myself into circles where I would be the only accountant.
Right.
Now, in your case, Andrew wants to say something.
It's not the
can
same.
Can I finish?
It's totally not
can
the same.
I finish? Can I finish? Now,
can you get to the point?
I'm getting to the point.
Okay.
The point is, in your case, here's an example. How many lawyers do you know?
Good point.
Okay, wait. Can I finish?
Can I
finish? No. Can I finish? My point is this. Perhaps putting yourself into circles where there's more business people, bankers, accountants, whatever. And you're not going to be, you're going to have to take less jobs than you really want to do. Right? You might wind up being a clerk in a law firm, or working in a bank, or do something. But the point is, one day they might come up with an idea. We need to shoot a video for a product that we're introducing, and she's going to be the only video or filmmaker that they know, and she can get it.
So she's going to sit around doing something she hates doing?
No, I'm just giving her suggestions to get out of the circles that she's running, and just put yourself out there. Just get to know people outside of the film creative industry, and put yourself... models, it could be supermarket people, I don't care, retail, it could be anything. And you don't have to work in those industries, just get to know some people outside of those circles.
Would you say simultaneously or before or after getting into the
community? I would say simultaneous, because I wouldn't give up on the people you know, because they are going to give her more experience.
Absolutely. I'm not saying give up on the circle. I'm saying enhance your circles, expand your circles, just like you met me. You know, the next time somebody might call me and say, you know, I need to shoot a video. Like, I was working for a company that we needed to shoot a video, and I picked up the phone. I know one video guy besides Clarence. Mm-hmm. And I know one, and I called him up, and he did the project. Because I don't know 42 different video companies,
right.
Okay?
But you knew two.
I know two.
You knew three.
No, I know two. So anyway, the point is, that's a suggestion to get beyond the... Because that's what you're doing is what everybody does. So everybody hangs out in groups together. And then when a job comes up, you know, you have one of a million people who are shooting for the same job. Right. But if you're in another circle or other circles, then just get yourself out there. That's my first suggestion. What are you looking at me like that for, Andrew? You don't believe that.
No, that's a great suggestion.
No, it's a suggestion.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
And also, you know, you're not going to get your dream job. You know that. You got to pay your dues along the way.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
And, you know, you're fortunate that you have that little side tour business. You know, you may want to do something else. You know,
Do I apply for other jobs?
I also wanted to do some substitute teaching. There's like a trifecta of very flexible work that I like, that I feel comfortable within, which is extra work on movie sets, because I'm in Screen Actors Guild, and licensed sightseeing, as well as substitute teaching.
Well, that's everybody in this economy has gone to teaching. That is the classic, I lost my job, I'm going to become a teacher.
Yeah.
And so the teaching first of all, the Board of Ed in New York City and across the country, they're all cutting back. The money is just so tight. Yeah. So they're not expanding their programs. Substitute teachers are a dime a dozen, unfortunately, because everybody's going to get that license who's not working. So that's a nice option. But I'm telling you, focus in, my suggestion, focus in on different circles to see where your connections are going to be. And you just never know. You know, and also one very good thing about your idea was you have three ideas of what you kind of films you want to shoot, which is really good. First of all, at your age, how old are you?
24.
You have no idea. You have no idea what's in store for you. You have no idea what you want to do. You have no idea what's coming down the pike. So if you keep all your options open and you're doing that, you're going to be doing, you may be doing something, I guarantee in your career, you're going to be doing something completely different than what you think you can want to
right
do. Yes, because you don't even yeah know that it exists out there.
Right, probably.
So that's great that you have, you're open, and you know, there may be a film company, a film producer listening in today, because I do have a lot of creative clients. Ooh, hello. And there are film guys on the who listen. So, you know, you never know. You never
film
know.
Guys.
No,
guys
and that's what
and
you did.
Film?
So you know what you did?
Oh.
So you came on a radio show and you're going to network this. Let us take a break and we'll come back in a minute and wrap this up. Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. Andrew is going to tell you where to call. Well, listen, we haven't heard from you today, and Dahlia's dying to hear from you. Call us up.
Sorry. The phone number is 718-497-2128. 718-497-2128.
Okay, so Dahlia Ramsey's visiting with us today.
Indeed.
And she's looking for her dream job, but she's maybe willing to take a less than job until the dream job happens.
Absolutely.
Because the dream job, I don't know, who knows? You think Spielberg knew what he wanted to do when he got out of film
yes
school?
Yes, he started at like 24 or something. Yeah,
do you think that he wanted to be...
It's like saying Ron Howard. Like, do you think he wanted to be in
Ron
film?
Ron Howard was 8 years old. But do you think that Spielberg knew that he wanted to be the number one film director?
I don't know about that, but he knew he wanted to be in film. That's like retarded. That's like asking you if you want to be an accountant. We all knew you did.
No, we didn't. I didn't. I was a waitress first.
She counted everyone else's checks for him.
I did. I counted money. So, Dahlia, you have anything you want to ask or put out there before?
I have a question. Oh, do you want to work in related creative fields, or is it strictly film, or what? Do you limit yourself? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, what do you do if you can't find something in your dream field?
What?
Do you want to?
You know what?
Related
I
fields.
It's. I feel like there's like this cycle of like narrowing down and opening back up, and you kind of go back and forth between those two things. And when you're in college, and there's like. You've been fed all of this, like, oh, do whatever you're interested in, and you have all these options, and you're kind of like.
But this ain't college anymore. You even said that at the beginning of the show, you're treating this like school, taking classes.
I do.
But let me just say, that's, you're out of there now. That whole process is when you're a student. But now you're a young adult looking for work. So maybe that mindset needs to change gears.
Well, it's also the structure that you get in college that you just don't have not being in college.
Right.
So that's kind of how I like I approach it, just to keep myself, because I could waste hours or days, you know, just being like, I'm out of school.
Yeah. Well, another suggestion I want to say is, you know, the jobs that you're looking, I assume you're applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Most jobs are not advertised, and jobs, small businesses in a recovery create most of the new jobs. So the jobs where you would least expect
or
to come from.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I would say, you know, just go out there and look and see, and just send an email or shoot a phone call. I've been an employer, and I have at times interviewed people And I've hired a couple of people who just called me and said, I'm looking for a job. Do you have an opening? Coincidentally, your timing is perfect.
I wouldn't take her word for it because she's the worst hire of employees ever.
I hired you, didn't I?
Look how that worked out. You fired me a year later. Sorry. But her track record is flawed. So I don't know if you should go by hers. Her people reading skills are...
Oh, Andrew's at it again. Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
You like to hear my voice, I thought.
We like to wrap it up with Dahlia. I want to thank you for coming in.
Well, she's not leaving us.
No, she's not leaving because I'm going to offer her an opportunity to jump on the team, Andrew. Oh. We're going to do a little segment called...
We are a man down today. Yes, so, Jack, you ready?
Jack, and so...
Jack, get that mic up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
There we go. All right,
we're going to do our segment called Number Nuts, and I'm going to ask questions, and you guys are going to give me the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
10 crack commandments. One.
So I think we should change this scoring system.
So we're always right?
No.
Yes. No. I think we should we should tally up the house, the guest, Andrew, and myself.
Oh, well, how can the house? I mean, I know the answers, right?
Well, if we all get it wrong, the house wins.
Oh, I gotcha. So we're going to have three scores. What are you going to
But that's...
Four scores.
Four scores and 7 years ago? What the hell is this?
I think that's a good idea. And we're
How does the house get a point?
When everybody's wrong.
When everybody's wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay,
that's
so
pressure.
Wait, I have a question. Are we going to cumulative?
She'll never get it.
We're going to do a cumulative, or we're going to do just episode every week stands on its own?
I don't know.
I think we should have a weekly winner.
A weekly winner?
A weekly winner on the Number Nuts. All How's right. that?
Me. Do I get a prize?
You're going to get a prize.
Really? What is it, a free pizza?
Free pizza.
Is it like Jeopardy? Like if I win, do I get to come back?
Next you could come back.
If you want to come back, we would.
We'll take past winners on phone calls.
I want to be the Ken Jennings of Number Nuts.
There you go.
Okay, Number Nuts. Here we go. Are we ready?
As will ever be.
Can we explain the rules so that I can
She literally asked a question and you answer it.
You answer the question.
That's it.
Okay, apparently you didn't listen to the show before. You should promote this.
I told her she should listen. She didn't do her homework.
Spontaneity
rules the day. Okay. Rules the day today.
This is 10. These are facts about the U.S. currency. Okay. Ready?
Oh, we had a conversation about this in my house last night.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you'll know some of the answers.
What's the new political scheme they have for buying treasury bonds? You don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't.
What's it called? Jack.
He doesn't.
Jack, come on.
Okay, I want to know, what's the typical lifespan of dollar bills? You're going to get it. I'll give you a hint. Wow. The number is between 1 and 8 years. So you're going to give me a number between 1 and 8.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, so they turn them over quick.
First, how long does a dollar bill stay in circulation?
A year.
1 year. That's Andrew's answer. Anybody else?
I was going to say 6 years.
6 years for Jack. What do you say, Dahlia?
5 years.
5 years. Well, the answer is almost 2 years. So 2 years is the number.
Oh, come on.
22 months.
22 months.
Okay. Okay. The next one is, how long does a $5 bill stay in circulation?
4 years.
Who's that, Andrew?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go 1 year on that one.
Okay. And Dahlia?
$5 bill versus a $1 bill.
Yeah.
All right. What did he say? What did
you can
say?
Pick the same
what
answer.
Is the Price is Right?
No, seriously, that's exactly the logic I'm using. I want to.
What did you say, Jack?
I said 1 day.
One day.
No, 1 year.
1 year. The turnover is amazing on those. I got 4. He has 1.
Three.
Okay, the answer is really 16 months. So Jack gets that one for 1 year.
It's going down.
Okay. Yeah. A $10 bill. How long does a $10 bill stay in circulation?
7 years.
2 years.
Talia?
1 year.
Well, it was 1.5 years. So we'll give one to Dahlia and one to Jack.
10 years on the 20s.
There's a trend. There's a pattern.
$20 bills.
10 years.
10 years? No, the answer's between 1 and 8 years.
I want to go with 10.
No. So Andrew's got 10. What about you guys?
This is for a 20?
This is for a $20 bill.
Go with 1 again.
20s always look really good.
They are always crisp.
Let's say 2 years again.
Okay. And Dahlia?
8 months.
Well, Jack's right on. 24 months is the answer.
Jack's
killing
it today, huh?
He knows
I had
his
to separate
currency.
Teams, you know?
Yeah, you're tired?
He was in the room.
He likes to win. Okay, what about a $50 bill?
They never go out of circulation.
That's not true. Between 1 and 8 years. Pick a number.
I think you're making these numbers up.
Okay.
4 years.
Okay.
Six.
6 years. What about you, Dahl?
5 again.
Well, it's 55 months, so it's between 4 and 5. So Dahlia and Jack should get them. Get them. Okay, here's the last one for this question. $100 bill.
I never seen one, so I don't know.
$100 bill. How long does it stay in circulation?
I don't know.
Don't take a number. 1 to 8. It's not hard.
1.
8.
8. And what about you, Jack?
4 again.
Okay, well, the answer is 7.42. So we'll give it to Dahlia. Right. Dahlia knows her currency stuff.
Someone does. I have no idea.
Okay, here's the next question.
We have more?
Am I
like 0 for 5 right now, Jack?
You're bad. You're bad on this
bad
one.
Day.
What percentage of the bills are $1 bills?
75%.
Andrew says 75.
That's high. It's probably closer to 50, but...
Including stuff in vaults and, like, suitcases.
Well, you know... the ones that they print...
Do you know how much is in the vault somewhere?
How many... When they print them annually, what percentage are the dollar bills? $1 bills.
50%.
Well, Andrew says 50. These are the ones that get printed more often, right? So...
No. Well, she says they're in circulation annually. For 2 years.
Yeah.
1.8.
Yeah. So, come on.
60.
60% for Jack... Andrew says 50. What does Dahlia say?
Nah, 40.
Oh, she's so smart. 42%. Wow.
Man.
She really did go to college.
It's that Price is Right strategy. She goes last. She takes, like, she gauges the room. She totally is just marking us at this point.
Has a woman's portrait ever been on U.S. paper money?
Paper money.
No.
The answer, Andrew says no.
No.
Dahlia?
Oh, it's a yes or no.
It's a yes or no.
Paper money. I'm going to say no.
Well, you're wrong. Martha Washington was on the U.S. currency $1 certificate in 1886 and 1891.
Score one for the house.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Why do you know that? Did you go to the U.S. Treasury website and Google this stuff?
She's sewing the flag on.
I know, really.
I
guess there's a limited amount of people that could put on bills at that point. So
yeah. They were looking for women.
They were looking for anybody. They were just looking for anybody at that point.
All right.
Recognizable. And then they were like, she's here.
We're having fun over here. Well, like, she's sighing over here.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to tell you, the next time you'll see a woman on a dollar bill, I'll be on the dollar bill, okay?
Wow.
Flash.
That'll be your next poster.
That'll be my next project, okay?
To get on currency.
To get on the currency. My picture on. I'll be on a $10 bill. I like tens. Okay. Has an African-American ever appeared on U.S. currency?
Like featured or
like I was gonna say because I think on like the back of the $2 bill they got like all
the Monticello that was like a plantation
paper, exactly. On paper money real paper money. Has an African American ever been on real
in the
paper
circle, no in the front.
On the circle in the front, yeah. Okay. The answer, Jack, says no.
I'm going with no too.
What do you say, Dahlia?
Well, the Susan B. Anthony, or no, the Martha Washington. I'll say yes.
So
she's contrarian.
So the boys are right.
There
no,
we go.
An African American has never
the first
been
one
on.
I got right today, huh, Jack?
That's one for you.
Okay. Thank God, I'm on the board.
All right.
Are we done?
I mean,
no.
Oh, I was going to say.
Frederick Douglass, like $3.
No. And this
they printed that one time.
Yeah, that was when the South seceded from the Union, right? Okay, what was the largest bill ever printed?
Ooh.
$1 billion.
A billion dollar bill.
I was gonna say $1,000.
Yeah,
$1,000 bill. So dollar, thousand, a thousand, and a billion. The answer is $100,000 bill.
Damn, it was close.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Did they print a $1 billion bill for like the
no.
after World War II? Yeah, exactly.
No.
So how many did they print?
The largest bill ever printed, it was actually a gold certificate issued in 1934. These notes were used for transactions between the Federal Reserve banks and were not circulated among the general public. It doesn't say. President Woodrow Wilson was on,
so
depicted
that
on the bill.
So that doesn't count?
It counts. I asked a simple question.
That's like they sent $1 billion
over. You
know,
you had to say yes or no. Come on. Give it up.
I want it back, sure. That's not a bill.
That's a bill.
I could not have gotten that
you
bill.
I didn't say how many did you... What's the largest bill you could put your hands on?
What's the largest bill I can?
I don't know. Okay. How
you're no fun.
Many pennies laid out does it take to make 1 mile?
Are you kidding me?
And I'll give you three choices. I'll give you three choices.
Three choices is fair.
Three choices. A, $844.80. B, $352.60. Or C, $1,126.42.
I'm sorry.
If you lay out pennies to make 1 mile, how much money would it cost you?
The 3,000 one.
No, I gave you 1,126, 352, or 844.
The 350.
Wait, what are our options? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm doing math in my head.
We need rounders.
I'm rounding the numbers. 845.
$845?
Right. $352 or $1,126.
I'll go 352.
800.
And Dahlia?
52 also, yeah.
Well, Andrew, you got that one right.
That's why I did the math in my head. Math in my head.
You're so smart. You must be my kid.
And apparently not, because that's why I'm going to have 2 points now, Jack.
That's 2 points.
Thank God, yeah, I'm 2 for 7.
Here's the last question. How many bills are destroyed each year by the Federal Reserve?
One million.
I'll give you three choices. 7,000 bills a year, 30,000 bills a year, or 95,000 bills a year?
$95,000.
No, I'm saying how many bills?
I'm going 95.
95,000, 95,000, Jack?
I'm going to go 7,000.
7,000. Well, you're all wrong. It's 30,000 bills a year.
Shit, I should have gone with the fuck.
So that's the end of the currency questions.
Jack, did you blame me on that? I'm sorry.
I want to thank Dahlia Ramsey for coming out today. We had a lot of fun. We'll talk next week.
There you go, Jack. Thank you.
And just for the record, I did win that.
Oh, Jack, five won. Points
for claim your free pizza. Claim your free pizza, Jack.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jack. It was a good move, splitting up the teams, Jack.
Bye, guys. See you next week.